Track 132. Page 129. Exam practice. EGE listening task 1.
Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Forests are the perfect place to relax when we need to get away from city life. It's amazing to think how easy it is to destroy one. A single irresponsible act by one person is enough to burn down thousands of trees in just a few days. Leaving a campfire unattended is a common mistake people make. We must be extra careful when visiting forests, or otherwise we could have a major disaster on our hands.
Speaker B.
Caring for nature has become so important, perhaps because we've learned how humans have played a role in damaging it over the years. And you can actually center your education on the study of nature. You can get a degree in environmental protection, land management and forest management at dozens of wonderful schools in the UK. Mankind may be one of the most destructive forces of nature, but at least we're trying to make a difference.
Speaker C. You may think a forest fire can be put out with just a few hoses and some buckets of water, but it takes much more than that. These raging blazes can rise several meters into the air and move faster than a person can run. It takes real know-how to battle these destructive forces, and that's why every firefighter must be well trained to be successful at handling these out-of-control situations. Otherwise, these fires will be much worse than they already are. Speaker D.
I remember as a child, my parents and I used to take trips to a national park that's just outside our town. We had great fun, and it was brilliant wandering round the forest and seeing all sorts of fascinating forest creatures. It was an educational experience, really. And I realise now that nature is such an important part of our lives. It'd be terribly depressing to see it ruined because people can't take care of it.
Speaker E.
I understand that responsible people are sometimes careless. We all make mistakes, don't we? But sadly, those mistakes can have horrible results. Take camping, for example. We pitch our tents and light campfires in fragile forests, and we might think it's common sense that when we leave, we should make sure our campfires are completely extinguished. Still, people need to see reminders, such as signs that say to everyone, "Don't forget to put out your fires when you leave."
Speaker F.
We might think that adults are the ones who can save nature. In my opinion, you don't need to be a grown-up. In fact, teaching small kids about the environment is a great way to change a whole generation's attitude towards nature. I see it happening in schools around the country, and I think that's a positive step forward. Perhaps in 20 years' time, it'll be commonplace for people to treat nature like the valuable asset that it is.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Forests are the perfect place to relax when we need to get away from city life. It's amazing to think how easy it is to destroy one. A single irresponsible act by one person is enough to burn down thousands of trees in just a few days. Leaving a campfire unattended is a common mistake people make. We must be extra careful when visiting forests, or otherwise we could have a major disaster on our hands.
Speaker B.
Caring for nature has become so important, perhaps because we've learned how humans have played a role in damaging it over the years. And you can actually center your education on the study of nature. You can get a degree in environmental protection, land management, and forest management at dozens of wonderful schools in the UK. Mankind may be one of the most destructive forces of nature, but at least we're trying to make a difference.
Speaker C. You may think a forest fire can be put out with just a few hoses and some buckets of water, but it takes much more than that. These raging blazes can rise several meters into the air and move faster than a person can run. It takes real know-how to battle these destructive forces, and that's why every firefighter must be well trained to be successful at handling these out-of-control situations. Otherwise, these fires will be much worse than they already are. Speaker D.
I remember as a child, my parents and I used to take trips to a national park that's just outside our town. We had great fun, and it was brilliant wandering round the forest and seeing all sorts of fascinating forest creatures. It was an educational experience, really. And I realise now that nature is such an important part of our lives. It'd be terribly depressing to see it ruined because people can't take care of it.
Speaker E.
I understand that responsible people are sometimes careless. We all make mistakes, don't we? But sadly, those mistakes can have horrible results. Take camping, for example. We pitch our tents and light campfires in fragile forests, and we might think it's common sense that when we leave, we should make sure our campfires are completely extinguished. Still, people need to see reminders, such as signs that say to everyone, "Don't forget to put out your fires when you leave."
Speaker F.
We might think that adults are the ones who can save nature. In my opinion, you don't need to be a grown-up. In fact, teaching small kids about the environment is a great way to change a whole generation's attitude towards nature. I see it happening in schools around the country, and I think that's a positive step forward. Perhaps in 20 years' time, it'll be commonplace for people to treat nature like the valuable asset that it is.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.